I'd head west through our neighborhood. They'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the time that he had, the other life that he lived. And I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost, and I wonder where he is. 'Cause I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, and I do the best I can. There is only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the time that he had, yeah, the life that he lived. And I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is, 'cause I miss Billy the Kid. Yeah, Billy the Kid.
Thank you.
While the beer can boats sailed on Jackson Square, I met a mystery woman with raven hair. She cast a spell. Somehow I knew that to resist would be in vain. You know I might as well have tried to stop the rain. In a hotel room above the city streets, her dark hair soft on the tangled sheets. And as the wet wind howled, our souls entwined. You know forbidden fruit makes the sweetest wine. And time stood still, our passion whirled in like a hurricane. You know I might as well have tried to stop the rain. Down on Bourbon Street, lo, the trumpets wail. They understand the blues down in a New Orleans. And every night I hold my brown-eyed lady in my dreams, in my dreams. But in the cold gray dawn of reality, somehow I guess she knew we could never be. And I still hear my voice begging her to stay. And I still taste the tears that she kissed away. And she was gone, her fading footsteps echoes in my brain. You know I might as well have tried to stop the rain. You know I might as well try to stop the rain.
Thank you so much. Several years ago, I was a teenager growing up in Quincy, Florida. Bless my mom and dad's heart. They were worked hard for us, but I tell you what, we just never could get ahead. We were so poor growing up. We really was. I'll never forget my first car that I bought. I had a $500 car. I didn't have a guitar at the time. But in that car, there was about an $800 eight-track stereo system in it. And I had always had to take a book of matches and stick it under the eight-track to keep it from dragging after you pay all that money. You guys remember eight-tracks? Some of you may do. I'm dating myself now a little bit. But there was a guy by the name of Dave Mason, and he had a song out that I liked quite a bit. And I was dating a little girl down in Sop Choppy, Florida, which is was about 40 miles from my house, so it took me about 4 cans of oil to get down there and 4 cans of oil to get back. And I'll never forget, after all this trip, you know, and I'm rocking out on my music on the way down to Sop Choppy to pick her up, and this particular time, she said, Billy, we need to have a talk. Yeah, we need to have a talk. Went out. She said, I love you, but I'm just not in love with you. And I said, well, you know what? Who cares? I mean, I've got 4 cans of oil down here, and I got my 8 tracks going. What's love got to do with it? She goes, no, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, and I can't see you anymore. And I said, well, it kind of broke my heart. And I will never forget it, because about 5 years ago, well, it's been a little bit longer than 5 years now, I was doing a concert in somewhere in Colorado, and I looked down in the front stage, and there she was, sitting right there. And she kept wanting backstage passes. And I said, I love you, but I'm just not in love with you anymore. And I said, you remember? I knew it wasn't going to work out because she never did like my taste in music. She never did like the Dave Mason song. But I was really obliged that night. I was so tickled that she showed up at this particular concert because this song that I did a remake of by Dave Mason was just entering into the top 10. And I know it'll bring back some memories for you folks who remember it back in the 70s, but check it out. Been away, haven't seen you in a while. Well, how have you been? And have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? You don't seem the same. It seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only disagree. Ooh, ooh, whoa. Well, I'm going back to a place that's far away. Baby, how about you? Have you got a place to stay? And why should I care when I'm just trying to get it wrong? We were friends, but it's the end of our love song. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't back 10 years ago, when I came out with my first record in country music, America was at war, in the Gulf War, and you never know what makes someone break out from the rest of the pack and have a hit song. You know, you can do all the work in the world you want. You can be the best talent in the whole world, but it doesn't necessarily happen for you, and it really comes down to luck sometimes. And the song that I had out at the time, it just happened to be when we were entering into this war, and it said the right thing at the right time, and boom, all of a sudden people remembered the song, sang it, and I've been able to make some records because of that. Not to say that capitalizing on a war, it's not that at all. It's about saying the right thing at the right time. And this was my first top five record. gonna hold who needs holding, and mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it needs an extra mile. I'm gonna pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend that seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase that dollar, putting off until tomorrow the things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? 'Cause I don't like what I'm becoming, and I'm gonna change my style. I'm gonna take my time and not take it all for granted, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, and mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. I'm gonna pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. So let me love like I'll never see tomorrow. Treat each day like it's borrowed and like it's precious as a child. And take my hand, let us reach out to each other, because we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, and mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it needs an extra mile. I'm gonna pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. You know we're only here for a little while. Yes, we're only here for a little while. I want to thank our young lady over here who for our hearing impaired. Thank you so much. I didn't get a chance to meet you, but I'm Billy. Thank you. Sharon, very nice. Her name is Sharon. Thank you so much, Sharon. I think it's a really cool thing, added thing to have her here with us. Thank you, hon. All right. I wanted to play a few hits for you too, but I want to play a few non-hits, some things that I think would go over well here or that you guys might enjoy. This is a song that I wrote for my sisters. Now, I have to tell you a little bit of the story behind this. I have two sisters, and you can't really write one song for one sister and not the other one. You know, you got to be fair. Both of my sisters are very talented. They're artists in their own right. I have one sister who's a folk artist, and she makes things for me every time it's my birthday, Christmas, or non-occasions. She's always making me the coolest little things with her art, with her craft. My oldest sister is the same way. She's always making me things, and I'm the baby of the family. I'm the little kid. You know, I have two older sisters. They're much older than I am, I must say. They'll really appreciate that, but... I always, when they do this for me, I always send them back, you know, like some free CDs or something. I was like, that's just not the same. So I said, well, how do I write? I don't want to write two songs. So I'll write a verse for one sister and I'll write a verse for the other one. So I sent them back this, and my middle sister is a big fan of Alison Krauss and Union Station. So I called Allison and Union Station and asked them if they would come over and record this song with me, and they did. It's on an album called Real Man that you probably can't find anymore. You might find it on eBay, You won't find it much in the stores anymore, but it's called Big Sister. Beer. You liked my company for the first time in 21 years. We laughed about the good old days and how you kicked me out of your room. I guess you went through a phase as your body was starting to bloom. Now we're grown up as grown ups can be. You know I'm 6'3", but you're still big sister to me. When Jimmy broke your heart, well, it was me he answered to. And when Mom and Dad fell apart, I remember leaning on you. And now we have our own family. You know our blood runs deep, and you're still there's times you got under my skin like a stubborn thorn. And I'm sure there were days when you wish I had never been born. But the years have drawn us closer somehow, and all that's water. It's just miles between us now, and family photos all over the fridge. You call me once a week with some advice that I don't seek. And if I live to 103, you'll still be big sister. Yeah, big sister to me. Thank you. There's a couple of guys, thank you so much. A couple of guys who are going to be here tomorrow night. That I've known for a long time, and I don't even know. They may have made it here tonight. I don't know. But Guy Clark and Verlin Thompson are going to be here tomorrow night. They're great, man. You guys know Guy's work, and Verlin Thompson, if you don't know his work, you're going to. Verlin wrote this next song, and I'm going to do it. I hope he doesn't do it tomorrow night. Maybe he will do it tomorrow night. Anyway, you need to hear it twice anyway, but he wrote this. He's like my brother. He wrote this thing, and I put it on an album. I think it was the Mentalby Boys album that we had out. But it's a cool song. It's about the very last Indian head penny that was ever printed out in San Francisco. And it's all the places that the penny goes. Verlin, if you're out there somewhere, man, come up and sing it with me, but you may not be in. I rolled off the Frisco Mint in 1909. The last one they ever made. You should have seen me shine. When I landed on the counter, well, they gave me to a kid and make a change for a jawbreaker. was the first thing that I did. I got traded for a pocket knife, two marbles and some string. I wound up on a railroad track, waiting for a train. I got snatched up by a hobo, and then turned right into wine, and pitched up against the wall at least 1,000 times. Round and round the penny goes, round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. Well, I got stolen from a banker by pretty boy Floyd, and then they gave me to a farmer who was trying to save his land. And I was good luck to a soldier back in World War II, but he lost me in a poker game the day the war was through. I got stuck behind the back seat of a 51 Chevrolet, and I was spare change in the 60s and getting worthless every day. Now it's piggy banks and gum machines and occasional wishing wells, or just laying on some barroom floor, Indian heads or tails. Round and round the penny goes, round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. But you see, I'm a pretty lucky penny, 'cause it happens every time. And just when I start feeling lost and left behind, some kid will pick me up and he'll wonder where I've been. Yeah, and then he'll put me in his pocket. Hell, and here I go again. Round and round the penny goes, round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. I love that song. I need to quit playing everything in the key of D. Okay, time to move on. I love the Florida Folk Festival. I'll tell you why. I really do. I was real concerned this year. This is 50 years this thing's been going on. You don't just throw something 50 years. It's been going on 50 years. You don't just toss that aside, you know. And this is one of the best. I play all over the world. I really do. I get a chance. I don't have to play here. I play all over the world. And to get a chance to come out here and play under the Spanish moss with the Suwannee River behind you, who Stephen Foster, by the way, was the first songwriter to ever get paid for his work. Stephen Foster. And thanks to him, we're able to, make a living playing music and writing songs. So I'm really glad to see that. John Kay, by the way, the guy's been coming out, and you give John a hand, because he has worked his butt off on this thing. Absolutely. I want to give him a hand, and also all the performers who showed up and drove hours and hours and hauled everything, their upright basses, their mandolins, their kids. For coming out here, because we couldn't do it without you guys, man. We get to come out here and play at night under all the lights, but you guys are out there in the blistering sun keeping everybody here. So thanks to our local musicians as well for doing that. Speaking of kids, I got two of my own. They're running around here somewhere. Last year we were out here swimming in the swamp. We started writing a song. We haven't finished yet, but it was I God, I need one of them here to tell me how it goes. Me and my Bonnie swimming in the Swanee on a hot Florida day. While we were streaking, eating fried chicken, shooing alligators away. And they've got the other verses, so when we finish it, I'll get them to come sing it for you next year. But that's how much fun we have here. The lead singer for Lone Star, Richie McDonald, came over to my house. He and I are neighbors up in Nashville, Tennessee, and he said, Billy, I got this song. I'm started about my kids, and I want you to help me finish it. I know you got two kids of your own. And I'm proud to say it's taken me 2 years to write a bunch of great songs. I've written with a lot of the writers you saw up here. My next album, which is the first album of my songs to come out in about 5 years, is coming out this fall. Thank God. It with all everything lines up right. So I want to do this particular song for you. It'll be on that album. It's called Let Them Be Little. I can remember when you fit in the palm of my hand. You felt so good in it, no bigger than a minute. How it amazes me, you're changing with every blink. Faster than a flower blooms, you grow up all too soon. So let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. But let them be little. I never felt so much in one little tender touch. I live for those kisses, your prayers and your wishes. And now you're teaching me how only a child can see. Tonight while we're on our knees, all I ask is please let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. Let them be little. So innocent, precious soul, you turn around and it's time to let them go. So let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. But let them be little. Let them be little.
Thank you.
I want to bring... I always like the outtakes in the movies, so... I used to get worried about tuning on stage, you know? Not anymore, man. It's like, I think it's the cool part of the show. Maybe not this many outtakes.
I think he tuned my guitar, which was out of tune.
You tune yours up, man. I just follow. Okay.
Gosh, that's getting worse. The later it gets, the worse. I knew a man, he was a real go-getter, and what he did best was climb the ladder of success. And how far he went is how he measured the worth of his life and was. But that's all behind me now, because loving you, it's what I do, and it's the one thing I found I can put my heart in. Who I am, I'm a lucky man, living the life I choose. Loving you, it's what I do. I do what I can, make an honest living. It's just a job, it's not what I'm living for. I wanna earn the love you're giving. That's all that matters now to me. It's what I do. This is Chuck Jones. This is our favorite song to play on the road. I'm going to do one more, and then I want to bring everybody back out here after this song, and we're going to remind you guys why we're here Memorial Day weekend. And Jack, my buddy, if you're still around, I want you to join us on this very last song. Not this one right here, but the one after it, so I want you to be there for that. This was a song that Chuck wrote back in the early 90s, and it was a big, big record for us and my band members. It was always their favorite song to play live of everything, so let's hit it. Three, four. I remember as a child on a dark and stormy night, I heard the screen door slam and I was overcome with fright. So afraid that something bad was trying to get in, and my mama came to comfort me and said, "It's only the wind and nothing more. Not the end of the world. Knocking at the door, so close your eyes and dream again. Believe me, it's only the wind." Every time I've had to face a bitter storm like those words of comfort were my shelter in the night. But tonight I don't believe I'm able to pretend the storm that you and I are up against is only the wind. I can hear you downstairs and you're just about to leave. There's nothing else that I can do to keep you here with me. And now the screen door's slamming and I'm frightened once again. What I would not give if I could be convinced it was only the wind. Nothing more. Not the end of my world. Walking out the door and I wish that I could dream again. Yeah, believe it, it's only the wind. Oh, and if it goes. Not the end of my world. Walking out that door and I wish that I. Chuck Jones. I don't know. Come here, Jack. A friend of mine, he's been partying a little bit today, by God. And he can. You know why? He served our country in Vietnam, and that's why he can roar today.
They about to lock you up.
No. They about to lock you up. Well, they can't lock you up unless they lock me up, so all right, that's all right.
You have to lock you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
That's the what I do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You want to say a word, buddy?
Yeah, I would like to say one thing, if it's all right with you people. Let's remember how we all got here and remember our fellow comrades that died and they can't be here.
That's
what this is all about.
Memorial Day weekend. That's right.
All right.
Man, you got to do. Big Sam. We got to do that. North to Alaska. That's my favorite thing you do.
When you get ready.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. He crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Believe that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountain to the valley far below. He mushed that team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow. For the northern lights are running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Said Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, we're going north to Russia. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on my sweet little Jenny's hand.
Big Nugger is winding,
big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, we're going north to Russia. North to Alaska, we're going north, the rush is on.
Jack Arm, get over here, buddy. Y'all keep your hands together for Miss Lori White and the Nashville Underground Group. Come on back out here. Grab a mic. If you wouldn't mind, in honor of our country, all the folks that died in New York, and all our firefighters, all the people across the world, our soldiers who are out there fighting, let's all stand in honor of them. Let's sing our national anthem. I want to ask Miss Lori White if she would start us off.
Oh, why would you do that?
You want me to do that? Well, I got such a low voice, I figure I wouldn't even begin to get in your range.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the streaming, and the rock.
bless America. See you tomorrow night.
Let's hear it again for the Nashville
Unsung.
Woo! Everybody.
After this song, we're going to be up there at the Nashville Underground tent signing autographs, signing CDs and t-shirts and anything else y'all want. We're going to stay here all night long.
Come up, I want to meet you too. I'm going to be up there as well, so you guys come up and say hi. Everybody.
Everybody sing with us.
Oh, everybody sing.
It all comes down to love.
Heads talking to us on the television, silver screen preachers and politicians. The city got the answer first, they gotta squeeze us. Send a little money, there's a tax on Jesus. Fix it with a prayer, fix it with a dollar. Anybody out there ever wanna holler? Ooh, it all comes down to love. Ricky Lake's got a transvestite bank teller. 1-900 look into the crystal. NRA says, better buy a pistol. Made a little pill, but it might cause cancer. Just a cheap thrill when you're looking for the answer. They're telling the answer is,
ooh, it all comes down to love. Ooh.
Another million. The dealer on the back street, he's talking to your children. You cry for help, nobody listens. You lie awake at night wondering, what's missing? Or who can put an end to all the confusion? Look into your heart for the only solution. Oh, it all comes down to that.
I know we got more singers out there than that.
Hey, hey, hey.
Everybody.
hard as you can.
It all comes down to love.
Oh, McKinley. Let's let them hear us all the way in Miami right now. Here you go. Have fun tonight. Thank you so much. Are we going to do this another 50 years? Amen to that. Come on up here, Hannah. Thank you so much, John Kay. Thank you, Laurie White. Visit Nashville Underground. Where? Nashville Underground is on the internet.
On the internet. Definitely. Come. Check us out, Nashville-underground.com. Nashville-underground.com.
Got a lot going on there. You got to stay in touch with us if you would. Come up and shake hands with us up at the booth. Thank you so much. Thanks to our veterans. Thanks to the Florida Folk Festival. Big night tomorrow night.
We love you.
It all comes down to love.